There's a machlokes in discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim, Rambam, Ravid, others, whether Kedushas HaMikdash applies even Bizman Hazeh. There's another machlokes about Kedushas HaAretz. It's a separate discussion. But Kedushas HaMikdash, the Rambam writes famously, Ashchina Ina Beteva. You could knock down the building, but the Shechina remains and the Kedushas HaMikdash remains. And the Ravid Rai argues a nichnas atah yinachayas kari. So it's a whole discussion how big a machlokas it is between the Rambam and the Ravid. Some of them learn that's it. In other words, the way the Mishnah Berurah, some poskim seem to learn what's the issue whether you can go on the Temple Mount today. We know like a Tamei Meis is mutter on the Har Habayis, but us are on the Azara. So could a Tamei Meis go on the Har Habayis, so, or, you know, in the Makom HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, Ashchina Ina Beteva, and therefore, we'll see, it's also to go up, we'll see, specifically anywhere or some places, and the Ravid says, Anichnas Ata, Yinachai, of course, somewhere, and it's a, Yot, you can go up, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn, some Achokas Rambam, right, and it's vacant the dini, you don't go up. Others want to point out that no. Even the Ravid agrees, Minatori, you can't go up. There's no din of chiyuv kares, but al tzaraisa, al tzmora mikdash, you shouldn't be able to go up there. Minachayuv kares, but it's still us in Minatora. So, but everyone agrees that Tamei Meis is much on Har Habayis. So, Midrabanan, we split up the Har Habayis into different sections, so even Midrabanan, one section is mutter. And also, if you're Tamei Meis is mutter, but if you're Tfil Yom, if you have a Zava, your Nida, Al Peri, so you can go to the mikveh that day, and it's mutter. There are definitely certain parts which are mutter, yet the minig is not to go up. Many today, more people go up. Rav Gorin wrote about why it's okay. Shaila's, why is he wrong? Why don't we go up? So some suggest that maybe because we draw ban and we all have a din of amaratzim and it's like a tumah zav and therefore we can't go in. So that's the whole. It's a whole debate today, but so really, it's not really a halachic debate, meaning pure halacha. Like we all, you know, people might argue maybe what part of the Har Habayis you could go in, where does the actual section one, section two begin, but in theory, everyone agrees. The question is, so the minhag's been so many years not to go, either because they really hold it to us or it's maybe Midrabanan, or they're concerned that you're going to go too far. So lately there have been people who go up. Rav Gorin was matir. I think the chief, again, I'm not sure if the chief rabbinate says not to go up, so that's a debate today. Among most Haredim, I'd say most in the yeshiva shvel does not go up, and there is a section of Dati Lumi who do go up, but it's a, you know, it's a halachic issue. And in theory, there, if you are going to go up, there are ways of working it out halachically. You have to know where you can go about Tful Yom. It depends what type of tumah. That's why in practice, it's much more difficult to exact places, and therefore the minhag most many is still not to go up to the Har Habayis. Some have more political reasons that if you don't go up, it shows, then the Arabs will say, see, look, they never come up here, it's ours. So whatever the issues are, Lamaisa is, it's still under Israeli control, but many Yidden still will not go up on the Har Habayis based on these different concerns. And those who do go on, there are poskim who are mako, but then if you go, you have to make sure you know exactly how to go and where to go.